Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us today in WFYT. This is your host, Robert James, and we do appreciate you taking out time. And I know you're surfing the web, and you're probably finding a lot of great things out there today, but I've got something really special for you, especially for those of you who are looking for something exciting and looking for, you know, maybe a change in your career. I mean, with the economy being so bad right now, this is the gentleman we're going to have on the call today. Actually, he's going to be able to share some information with you if you're looking for that one thing to help out your family to actually further your career and actually, you know, help improve your finances. And our guest today is Don Tiskowski, and he's from the East Coast. He's out of New Jersey, and he has a business called BusinessSmart.com. I'll go ahead and give you the website because I really would like to have you follow along with us, and I highly recommend you put this in your favorites. If you've got a loved one even and are somewhere and they need a job, or not so much need a job, but they need a new career, I should say, I have them go to www.businessmart.com. That's www.businessmart.com. Now, without further ado, I'd like to bring on Don, and I'm going to ask him a few questions, of course. And so sit down, relax, sit back, and take a reference to what you want to do with your life, because this is going to be such a great, great interview today. Don, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, RJ.
I appreciate you taking out time. I know you're a very busy man, and I've read your bio, and I've seen some great information on you. And I know this is quite a different kind of call than I'm used to doing. But I tell you, what you're doing, and actually being able to provide other folks out there who are looking for, I understand, is a franchise type of business. Maybe they're looking for their own home-based business. Can you elaborate a little bit on what BusinessSmart.com is all about?
Yeah, no problem. We have a very unique job here, but it's also very rewarding. You know, we've helped thousands of entrepreneurs get into businesses for themselves, become small business owners, whether it be an existing business for sale or a franchise. BusinessSmart.com is a business for sale search engine, and we also have a great small business resource center. Our primary goal is to help buyers and sellers of small businesses throughout the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. We also have another website, which is Franchise Buyers Network, where you can find hundreds of great franchise opportunities. And, you know, it's pretty, like I said, it's a very rewarding experience because we have a lot of individuals who always wanted to own their own businesses, but just, you know, they never pulled the trigger. And we hooked them up with either a franchise expert or business broker or consultant that kind of walked them through the process and, you know, helped them realize that it is possible, to own their own business.
Right. And a lot of folks nowadays, of course, and they're thinking, oh, my God, I got to, you know, it's going to be costing me $500,000, or I've heard even a McDonald's franchise, an example, like $1 million, I believe. Is there some way that some folks can actually get involved with you know, their own franchise or their own business for a nominal fee, or does it vary?
We do offer a lot of low-cost franchise opportunities. You know, you were pretty right on when you said McDonald's is about, you need about $250,000 liquid cash.
Wow.
Available. And most of the McDonald's franchisees are within the system, so it is very difficult for the common person to just wake up one morning and say, hey, I want to open a McDonald's franchise. But luckily, there are hundreds of other franchises that we offer that investment levels are anywhere from $5,000 on the low end for a business opportunity, you know, upwards of $250,000, but we have everything in
right
between. You know, average franchise, I would say, you know, even just to sit down and speak with a franchise consultant, which, you know, we hook up potential business owners or entrepreneurs with, you know, franchise consultants. They typically say that you want to have at least $25,000 available capital to get started with any type of franchise. So that's a good number to keep in mind.
Right. And as the old, you know, cliche, it takes money to make money, and a lot of things out there, especially on the Internet nowadays, I know they promise true wealth, and unfortunately for a lot of folks, it's not the case. And I would believe dealing with the experts over where you're at, over at www.businessmart.com, you guys are able to actually set that person in the right direction, whether they're actually looking for a franchise themselves to actually purchase one. Or actually, maybe we've got folks out there who want to sell their business as well. So are you able to handle that to help out our folks?
Yeah, well, I should mention, in addition to the franchise opportunities, we also have a a database of existing businesses for sale across the country and also in the U.S. and U.K. But like you had mentioned, in addition to that, if we have small business owners that are looking to sell their existing business right now, they could list it in our database of businesses for sale, or we have hundreds of business brokers, that they do work on a commission basis that would consult with these small business owners to help them value and sell their businesses. But like I said, in addition to that, if you were interested in not working with a business broker, you can definitely list your business on businessmart.com. The fees range anywhere from about $20.99 per month, upwards of about $45 per month, depending on what package you go with.
Wow, that's definitely extremely reasonable. That's awesome. Now, I wanted to give our folks out there a toll-free number. All of our listeners out there, you're listening to this and you want to find out more information, I highly recommend, if you're looking for a franchise, and franchising, we've heard, is nothing but great success. You get out of it what you put into it. And I want to give you the number right now. It's 877-50-FRANCHISE. That's 877-50-FRANCHISE. And, of course, I'll give you the numbers. That's 877-503-7262. That's 877-503-7262. Definitely call. Get a hold of Don and his staff. They're professionals. They're experts at what they do. If you do even Google them, they'll come up immediately. It's just pretty amazing how they're able to help out a lot of folks. But it's not just a local thing. They're national. Are you national and international as well, Don?
Well, right now we're in the United States, Canada, and the UK. We do have some franchises available. You'll see just an international section, and it varies. You can contact each individual franchise and see where they're interested in looking for franchisees.
Great. Now, how does just the average person, and maybe we went over this briefly earlier, but if you could just elaborate a little bit for our listening audience, how does actually someone go about selling their business online?
Okay. It's pretty simple. There's two options. One is the cost-effective, most inexpensive option would be to list it on businessmart.com. You would set up a username and password. You would choose either 3, 6, or 12-month option. And they do say that, if you read studies, they say that it takes about 6 to 8 months to sell a small business from the time you list it to the time you close. So we do suggest that small business owners looking to sell their business do list for at least 6 months. And like I said earlier, the prices are pretty reasonable. It's about anywhere from $21 to $45 per month.
Right.
It's based on anywhere from 3 to 12 months. The other option would be if you were looking to, for more professional guidance, you're unsure about what to sell the business for, you're just uneasy about, talking to buyers alone, you would go with a business broker, which we have hundreds of them across the country, and you just go to businessmart.com, click on the link that says business brokers, and you'll find one in your area. But I should also mention, selling a business, a lot of our business owners are concerned about confidentiality. So everything is 100% confidential. BusinessMart does not take a commission. So the only thing you need to do is just set up a username and password, post your business on the website, and you do not need to put the name of the business. You can keep everything confidential and have buyers send you emails via the website. And, it's your responsibility to screen them and contact each one. But like I said, it's 100% confidential.
Great. Now, I also wanted to mention to our folks out there that you've also got another website that you deal directly with. It's called Franchise Buyers Network. It's www.franchisebuyersnetwork.com. Can you explain a little bit to our audience out there first of all, looking at these sites, I'm pretty amazed because you've got, if they want to get into vending, they want to get into selling lollipops. I mean, you've got it all covered. What's the purpose of the Franchise Buyers Network? How does that help our franchisee or a future business owner?
Okay. Franchise Buyers Network is owned and operated by businessmart.com. It's just our strictly franchise portal. If we have individuals that are just interested in purchasing a franchise, we usually send them to Franchise Buyers Network, where we have just about 700 franchise and business opportunities listed for them to choose from. All the information is free. Just go on the website, take a look at which categories best fit your experiences or your needs, and you can request free information on each franchise opportunity. In addition to that, we have a great resource center. If you're new to franchising, you could read an endless amount of articles and resources on buying a franchise, which franchise you should choose, et cetera.
Wow. Now, if I was a person that, I actually broadcast out of Detroit, Michigan, so I'm right in the Motor City, and it's been really, really hectic, especially in this area. And, the whole United States is having problems right now. But are you noticing a little bit more of an increase of folks coming, looking for something else, as opposed to maybe a year or two ago? Are the numbers actually going up as I imagine more people are looking for opportunity?
Yeah, with the current economy and all the job loss, we have seen an increase in individuals that are looking to get into business for themselves. And unfortunately, some people are out of work right now and they don't have the opportunity to obtain another job. And the positive thing is that, they may have always wanted to start their own business, but just were too comfortable with that job or just were never ready to pull the trigger. And now they have their opportunity to take their time, research buying a business or a franchise. And, we've helped thousands of people get into business for themselves. And like you had mentioned earlier, it's real simple. Even if you're just considering buying a business or starting your own business, our hotline that you had mentioned before, the 877-50-FRANCHISE,
right.
It's a free consultation. You call
awesome.
The number. They take down your information. And what they do is a local business consultant will contact you from your area, and he will discuss, your history, your experiences, what you're interested in, and hook you up with a few options. And it's 100% free service. They don't get paid a commission. They're there to help you and guide you on your search to start your own business.
Well, now, what's speaking with you briefly, before we had the call today, we went over a few things, of course, and for folks out there listening, they're looking for when they get their own business, they get their own franchise. Is there other support things? Like, do you guys have any type of a resource center, or do you do any kind of telemarketing for our listeners?
That's a great question. In addition to helping people, buy a business, franchise, sell their business, we also have a resource center. We help individuals get small business loans. If you're looking to incorporate your business online, form an LLC or a DBA or get a tax ID number, there's a number of different options that we have here for small business owners. In addition to that, we have a great resource center where a lot of small business owners, come back to us. We have telemarketing, search engine optimization, and you can get free quotes from the website. You just go to businessmart.com. There's a light blue box there. It says free quotes from qualified vendors. Anything from accounting, bookkeeping, business plans, credit card processing.
Wow.
It's really neat. You fill out the form, and, within 24 hours, you'll have two or three vendors calling you, trying to, help you out with your business.
That right there. If somebody having support for someone who's brand new and but has maybe they work for the big three for 25, 30 years or whatever, and now here they're branching out in something else, and they're like, okay, what do I do now? And definitely go onto your site at businessmart.com or even the franchisebuyersnetwork.com. I could see where it can actually be a big help. But I want to throw out the number once again to everybody listening today. It's 877-50-FRANCHISE. It's real simple. So what we're talking about today is franchises, and this is a pretty awesome call. That's 877-50-FRANCHISE. It's 877-503-7262. That's 877-503-7262. We're talking to Don Duszkowski, who actually is the founder and the CEO of Business Smart, Inc., and he's out of New Jersey. I highly recommend you give him a call. It doesn't matter where you're at. You don't have to be in New Jersey. You could be anywhere in the world, technically, actually, and to find out more information, I would definitely get in touch with him. Go directly to his site. You'll see there's a ton of information. If you want to get involved with franchising, or if you're just looking to, you know, find out more, you know, just get some answers to your questions. He does provide free consultation along with his great staff over there. Now, Don, you've been doing this for how long? Have you been how long have you actually been providing this type of service to folks?
Well, Business Smart has been around just about 3 years right now.
Right.
And Franchise Buyers Network we launched about 2 years ago.
Wow. It was pretty amazing to me. I read your bio once again, and here, someone who's done it, you've actually established five successful businesses on your own, and you've sold them. So you've got firsthand experience on what to do, and obviously you're helping out really masses of folks to be able to establish their own name out there, their own name brand, or their own business, and actually provide an income for their family or for whatever their interests may be. So we do appreciate you for you doing that. Did you have anything else you wanted to add today to our folks and to encourage them to, you know, people might not be totally clear on what franchising is, or maybe they're not clear on how to go about, maybe they have to sell their business. Could you just kind of give them maybe a minute or two and just go over how someone might go about getting this thing and how long it actually would take for them to get it you know, processed and rolling?
I would suggest the first thing to do is take a look. If you're interested in buying franchises, I suggest you go to franchisebuyersnetwork.com. Like I had mentioned, there's hundreds of different franchise and business opportunities that range investment levels of $5,000 and up. So it pretty much caters to any investment level. If you're interested in buying an existing business, you could go to businessmart.com and just click on businesses for sale. I should also mention the time that we're in right now, this economic time, people worry about financing. If you're buying an existing business, most existing businesses sell through seller financing. So 9 times out of 10, you will not need to go to a bank for financing. Seller financing is when the seller finances the business and holds a promissory note with the buyer. So it is possible right now to get a loan when buying an existing business. And I should also mention that if you're interested in buying a franchise, almost every franchise company out there has a lender lined up. So I wouldn't be concerned about that. And if you have questions, you know, don't make assumptions. If you have questions, you know, give us a call. It's 877-50-FRANCHISE, and just leave your name, number, address, and this way our team could you know, set you up with a local franchise or business consultant that will, you know, call you probably within 24 hours and discuss your needs. And once again, it's a free service, so I suggest that you take advantage of it. And just wanted to thank you for the time today, RJ. I appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. And as all we do, the listening audience does, and you're doing a great job out there. And we you know, we hope that folks will take advantage of the opportunity and to give you a shout today and 877-503-7262. That number right there is 877-50-FRANCHISE, FRANCHISE, just like it sounds, 50-FRANCHISE. I would recommend you also go to the website, www.businessmart.com. It's businessmart.com. It's businessmart.com. I would highly recommend that you put this in your favorites. If you got someone who's looking for an opportunity out there, and maybe for some reason it's not you at this particular moment, by all means, get this information to your friends or your associates, because networking is a beautiful thing. Why not go and help out somebody else? So do appreciate you, Don, once again, and do appreciate you folks out there listening. Have yourself a wonderful day, and remember, success is yours. Go ahead and grab it.